The sainthood conferred by Pope Francis on Mother Teresa of Calcutta on September the 4th here in the Vatican was greeted with great enthusiasm and applause across the globe, including in India, but especially in Kolkata, formerly Calcutta, the capital of Eastern India's West Bengal state that the Albanian-born nun adopted as her hometown. A large Indian government delegation, including Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Sushma Swaraj, and West Bengal State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, was in St. Peter's Square, where the Pope declared Mother Teresa a saint. Many of the delegation members were not Christians, a proof of the universal appeal and admiration that Mother Teresa enjoys among people of other faiths. Among the estimated 120,000 people from across the globe present at the canonization ceremony was Mr. Namit Bajoria, a leading entrepreneur, philanthropist, and also the designate honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia in Kolkata. Mr. Bajoria, a non-Christian and an ardent admirer of Mother Teresa, has donated a life-size bronze statue of Saint Teresa that was recently installed in the Archbishop's House, Kolkata, to mark the new saint's 106th birth anniversary on August the 26th. It was unveiled by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. A former student of St. Xavier's College, Kolkata, Mr. Bajoria heads the Bajoria Group of Companies, whose flagship brand, Cucina, is a household name in modular kitchens and kitchen appliances in India. In an interview to Vatican Radio, the alumnus of St. Xavier's College, Kolkata, first explained that Cucina is not all about business. It also has a serious social commitment.
Actually, today, whatever we have become in terms of business and in terms of the scale, it is because of the women who take decisions in buying kitchens. So a thought came to me that why not a portion of the profit given back or reinvested in empowerment of women who are even fighting for existence of their life, for the rights, for the life, because there are plenty of women who really struggle hard to even exist, live about working and enjoying life.
What are some of these problems that you wanted to tackle?
I always wanted women to, first of all, get proper education. Because I believe that education is the biggest tool which can make them not only stand independent, but also at the same time, they can understand their rights. This is where they always become little dominant by other people. So education is the key field. Secondly, employing them, creating entrepreneurs out of them. Because I believe as a woman, they are multitasking. They have more capability than men, because they can manage household. And in India, you know, most of the women are like managing house and work at the same time in a beautiful way, even with children. And men of the house, generally, they have to just earn the income. So we are trying to create entrepreneur out of them so that they can live on their own. And even in turn, they can create further employment for those type of women who can impact society in terms of eradicating poverty and not getting exploited. Because I've seen a lot of women around us are exploited, even from good families. They don't have the guts to come up and fight against the thing that they are facing daily.
Even in the family.
Even in the family, in places where money is not the problem, luxury is not the problem. But I've seen that they just can't come out with their own individuality.
So what has been your expression of this in terms of social commitment? What have you found it?
Yeah, we have started a project. We have named it Cucina Kritika. We identify women from different walks of life.
What would the name mean?
The Cucina is a brand, and Kritika is a female star in the horizon, which symbolizes energy. It's the only female star. So we just thought, why not name it after them? Because women are like
symbolizing
women and energy. So we identify from different cities women who are fighting against some sort of social problems like sex abuse, child trafficking, and there are even self-defense. So we try to identify these women. We try to finance them. We try to communicate with them in terms of networking, in terms of mentoring. The basic idea is to make them a social entrepreneur so that they can create employment and can be a source of the income. The moment they create employment, the thing changes because they find confidence and slowly it becomes on their own. So every year we identify 5 to 10 women. And the whole idea is that maybe in coming 5 to 10 years, almost all the city of India is covered through that.
Mm. Then how do you finance them? Personally giving them finance, or you send them to a special training institute?
Except degree, but we give them everything. Like we give them finance because we first ask them what is their dream. In fact, our subline is her dream, our mission. So we asked them what is their dream, what would they want to achieve if they were given the opportunity. So we finance them, we educate them, and wherever training is needed, we send them to the appropriate centers. But of course, we are not the person who can give degree. And also, we are in constant touch with them through networking so that wherever they need our help in maybe setting up a business unit, for example, we had opened a sewing center machine for women who are trafficked, because once they return to the society, people generally don't accept them and they really don't know what to do. So we have opened a sewing center machine for them. So they are trained. Now they are doing a job work for the export houses. So this is one of the examples we try to change.
And how many Kuchina Kritika centers do you have all over India? Do you have it only on Calcutta or you have it?
No. Right now we have just in eastern part of the India. That means Northeast, West Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Jharkhand. But going forward this year, because we wanted to do a pilot project and understand whether it is workable or not. So last 2-3 years, we were finding it a great success.
When did you start it actually, Mr. Bajoria?
This I started 3 years ago. Prior to this, for 7 to 8 years, I used to fund a project where HIV-infected children were involved. Because they were born out of HIV-infected mothers. So they didn't have any role to play. So we took care of right from the birth till whenever they are there, because the life was quite, I think, 18 to 20 years at the max. So we used to finance them. Then I realized that just funding is not the only option. We have to create something meaningful to society. That is how we started this project called Kuchina Kritika. Also, apart from Kuchina Kritika, there are individual girls or women who want to build up their career. For example, there are girls who are playing tennis. They want to do something, but they don't have the money. So we name it Kriti Kanya.
So you help the talents to grow.
Yeah. As I said, the only mission is their dream, our mission. So whenever we find a girl who is talented or want to do something, but just because of lack of money or right guidance, it is missing, we come forward and try to help them.
In your founding of Kuchina Kritika and all your social commitment, how far has Mother Teresa inspired you? I mean, when was it that you first heard of Mother Teresa?
Of course, when I was young, I was in St. Xavier's. And of course, we used to hear about Mother Teresa. But honestly speaking, that time we were not that much intrigued. But when Pope John Paul II came to Calcutta, there was a lot of news around Mother Teresa. And then we realized, how can a head of such a big institution coming to city like Calcutta for one particular person? So there definitely must be something. And also second part, when I tried to find more about her, I realized she was not of Indian origin. She has left everything and just settled in Calcutta. This is really hard to believe. We just can't step out of our own city for our own purpose, because we feel so afraid and insecure. And she left everything and she settled in Calcutta, she doesn't have the connect in terms of religion, nor in terms of citizenship, nor in terms of anything. But still, she's serving poorest of the poor. That was the time when I realized that, okay, there might be a time that first I realized that I should do something for women. And secondly, it was a very childish dream that one day I would also go to Rome. And I never knew that this would be an opportunity, that today I'm sitting here and I will be witnessing the canonization of Mother. So she has always been an source of inspiration.
Your this social enterprise, Kuchina Kritika, how many beneficiaries have there been so far? How many people have benefited from this so far?
It's difficult to define in terms of numbers directly, but directly and indirectly, it must be around 300 to 400 people.
And we've heard that you have also donated a statue of Mother Teresa of Kolkata to the Bishop's House in Calcutta.
Right.
How did it come about? Was it your own initiative or somebody suggested to you?
Of course, somebody, I heard from somewhere that from a known person that Archbishop House will be installing a statue of Mother Teresa on her birthday. So I put in all my effort to convince Father, please allow me to do this, because this is such an opportunity where I really wanted to pay homage to her. Because I have never, in my lifetime, maybe I didn't work with her. But this would have been a source of inspiration, because I realized that whenever a statue is there, whenever people will see, even me or anybody else passing will see the statue, it will remind of a selfless work. So that will always give us an inspiration to do something in our capacity. Because we, as an individual human being, we all have a capacity to do certain things in one way or other to help the poor or the people who are in need. So I thought this is one of the biggest opportunity and I should not miss it. So I was fortunate enough to get this opportunity. And on 26th of August this year, I was there at the unveiling of the statue where our Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was there to unveil the statue at Ark Bishop House, Calcutta.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bajoria. Wish you all the best in your work and in your enterprise too.
Thank you so much.
That was Mr. Namit Bajoria, an entrepreneur and philanthropist from Kolkata, speaking about his social commitment inspired by Mother Teresa. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.